Mother's Day. And I did speak with Clyde, the developer, also, and let him know when he was fine with it also.
Clyde aware of it?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spoke with him first.
So that's not a single family subdivision?
It's acreage.
It's acreage, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I think it's
no CCRs recorded with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no restrictions.
It's A1.
Okay.
Zones. So.
Okay.
Yeah, no restrictions. Other than what he put in the contract, sales contract of no mobile homes. He actually uses that as a selling point for the property.
So I kind of know where you're heading, George. Our zoning regs, and we're going to go through that at the end, have some density requirements. So the density that we have, and we're going to add to the R1, is one single family home per the recommended density, whether it be septic or sewer. So with sewer, it's per 8,000 square feet or approved lot. So if you have approved lots, it's one single family dwelling. When the A1, it's per 2 acres. So 10 acres, you could have 5 single family dwellings, and et cetera. Okay. So being A1, we'd go back to the 2 acres since they're on septics. So is that kind of what you're alluding to, the second single family home?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay. And Clyde didn't have any problem with the RV hookup not being a mobile home?
No, it's a vintage Airstream that we remodeled. Yeah, nope, he's seen it all. He's been up there many times. I was surprised, to be quite honest.
I was going to say it's got wheels on it, don't it?
It's got, yes, but he's talking mobile, like a trailer.
It's got wheels on it.
It does. Yeah, no, he was fine with it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And again, just knowing, if you know Clyde, then you, I wasn't certain until I talked to him how if he would go for it, because he has his opinion on things.
Clyde?
Yeah, Clyde.
I find that hard to believe.
Clyde was actually contemplating at one point, I think, doing some cabins down there along the bottom where he's made that park down in there, but I haven't heard anything about that for a few months, so. And, you know, just with the building cost, that's kind of why we haven't built already. We're just kind of waiting, hoping lumber will go down a little bit. But that's the plan. That's the final build-out plan also. I want to go ahead and just put it all on there now.
Any other questions, comments? Do we have enough information to... Do we have anyone? I figured we've got the two left. Right. I didn't ask, but nobody's wanting to speak, right?
The reason to ask probably would be the recording.
Yeah. So, do we have enough information for a motion for or against the proposed application for two single family homes, one RV hookup?
Lot 2 is 7.68, I believe.
7.68 is, yeah. Is right there.
I'll move we approve this application for a conditional use permit.
Okay, got a motion to approve the conditional use permit. Second.
Second.
George seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience tonight.
No problem. Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Next, we have Public Water Supply District Number 3, conditional use permit.
So that's conditional use permit application 22-21. So Public Water District Number 3 is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a water tower, well house, and supply storage warehouse located at 201 Church Road, Branson. It's parcel number 8-5.0-16-000-000-025.003. Property is currently zoned O for office district. Per Article 17.000, which is the office district, Section 17.070 use regulations, a major utility requires conditional use approval. For the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is 4.3 acres in size. It's part of plots 8 and 9 of the Arthur Hall subdivision, with no structures located on the property. Access to the property is off Church Road. So Bee Creek, this is where Reinhardt Road goes off. Then the outer road that Tri-Lakes is on, Tri-Lakes Ford, the outer road turns into Church Road. I've got the parcel highlighted. And of course, this is Highway 65. These are our zoning districts. You can see there's quite a bit of office district there, and just north of it is C2. And he's presented you, I think, with a plan of a location where that tower, right down in the corner, is actually a sewer lift station, this little parcel here. So again, out of our zoning regulations, the O district circled there for major utility service. There's a picture. You can see 65 Highway in the background, the sewer lift station, and it's mainly a wooded parcel. And at that, I would have the applicant come forward.
Good evening.
Good evening, Commissioners. How are you tonight?
Hanging in there.
It's a good day. I'm Ed Young. I'm the General Manager of Public Water Supply District 3. We have grown, and we need another water tower, well house, and a storage warehouse for storage. We have determined that this parcel of property represented here would serve the needs. We have negotiated an option to buy the property with the owner contingent upon us getting a conditional use permit and that the property passing geotechnical investigation that it would support a water tower. We think it will, but until we have the information from the geotech firm, we won't know for sure. The option to buy the property expires June 26th, so we're doing our due diligence work ahead of time to make sure that we can actually offer them the money that they're asking for the property and buy it in good conscience, and telling that our board that it will work for the intended use. The star that you saw is the approximate location that we're going to be digging three holes next week in order to determine if the substrata will support a water tower. And assuming that that comes back fine, that is the next to the last hurdle that we have to hop over if we can get a conditional use permit from you. Now, granted, I understand tonight that we wouldn't get that permit until we actually take possession of the property, because the owner is amenable to this, but they did not want to be coming to meetings and things. So as their agent, that's why I'm here, because ultimately it's to benefit us. If you've got any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
How many gallons?
500,000 gallon tank. I've got a picture of one that's a little bigger. If you would like to see, this is one of our towers. Yeah. That's 750,000 gallon tank. This one will be a little bit smaller. This is an engineer's diagram of the size. It's going to have a 50 foot diameter footprint, and it will be approximately 230 feet tall. And that is to keep it in elevation with the other towers in the district, so that we can move water back and forth between them.
Find some higher ground.
We'd like to find some higher ground. Unfortunately, with the work that we've done, we haven't found anything higher that would be in the general service area that we need it to be. It is a tall water tower. I'm not going to climb it.
Where would you gain access from? Church?
We'd probably try to access off Church Road. I know that Corporate Business Place appears to be a road, but I don't think we would want to try to access for what we're trying to do. And again, anywhere along there would be sufficient for what we're going to need.
Would you go off of like where they go into the lift station?
That's a little uphill right there. I'd like to be a little further up the hill than that. Yeah, it's a pretty steep hill to get up from the lift station up to where the part that's mowed.
It does did get approved. Just get with Road and Bridge to do an entry permit.
That's what we would intend to do. Yes, I honestly didn't. I'll probably do that tomorrow because I have not approached them about. I made the assumption that with the length of property there that it wouldn't be too big of an issue to get an entry to that property.
No, and then you'd be required to buy the culvert and then
certainly
Road and Bridge would put it in.
Sure. Part of the reason we haven't actually done that is I'm not sure how big of an entrance we actually need. I've got some ideas about
it. Would be 30 feet for a commercial.
I'm not sure that would be big enough for what we're trying to get done in there. Because in order to get water towers come in on semis, and I don't want to have some of these guys trying to drive in a little bitty skinny driveway. I've seen them drive before. And not that we'd have semis in often, only for the construction time and any time that there would be painting done is essentially when you'd have those kind of trucks in.
50-foot would probably be.
I think that would make more sense, yes.
Just to confirm, we don't have anybody in the audience wanting to speak for or against this hearing, correct? So, again, do we have enough information before us to consider a motion or to approve or deny the application, conditional use?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve?
Second. I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Call you tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Time.
Have a good night. Thanks for your patience.
It was an interesting night.
And bringing up the rear, we got the last one.
Okay. So. Conditional use permit number 2222. Daniel Smith is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for three food trucks to be located at 2343 State Highway 265. It's parcel number 18-2.0-03-000-000-005.004. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. It's per Article 8 Agricultural District, exactly 8.010 use regulations, food services, a conditional use permit is required. For the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 40.9 acres in size with one single family home built in 1994. Access to the property to these food trucks will be State Highway 265. So this is another one. Everything to the left where my cursor is Stone County. This is State Highway 376, and our subject properties here. The area, and I think I put it in your packet, the food trucks is right there on the Stone County line. Of course, this is the entrance to the Stormy Point area. So here's our zoning layer. There's actually a multi-level condominium nightly rental approval for this parcel that hasn't developed yet. This shaded, of course, is your city limits of Branson. The uncolored is your future high road. right-of-way that's already purchased?